The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You would need an oasis of calm in all of this chaos, particularly in these turbulent times. We've got a new president, a president who leans into the chaos in the United States. That's going to have an impact on the rest of the world, including us here in Ireland. And we've got our own election, the starting gun officially going to be fired tomorrow. But Michael Ryan is with me now to help provide that oasis of calm. He's a yoga meditation teacher. He is Michael D. Higgins, the president's yoga teacher. He facilitates wellness workshops and retreats as well. Michael, you're very welcome to the show. I mean, how important is it to have some sort of coping mechanism, some relaxation techniques to rely on when things are so turbulent?
Yeah, like I'd say more than ever, it's a crucial piece of day-to-day living. You know, if you look into the world and everything you've talked about, and you know, there's such chaos and madness and cruelty and barbarity in the world, that you know, it's very hard to find a sense of ease or a sense of peace in our daily lives with all of this going on, and we're being bombarded with it all the time. So these practices of like meditation, and they're huge in terms of what one can access. It can be really simple things, but it's a crucial piece of accessing a sense of ease within ourselves, and in being able to kind of balance our nervous systems, and in terms of how we're producing chemicals in the body, and all of that can be addressed through practices like meditation.
And these practices, I mean, are they best pursued on a kind of a regular basis at specific times, the same every day, or do you kind of dip in and out, or how do you manage it?
Well, ideally, you know, like it's like working a muscle. You know, the more you work it, the more you get used to it, and you get used to going into that space, and your nervous system gets used to it. So it's definitely, you know, building a practice over time is the way to go. The other piece is it needs to be accessible, you know, so there's no point giving somebody, an hour a day when they just don't have that kind of time. So for a lot of people, dipping their toe in initially is a way to begin to explore, you know, what type of meditation is right for me, how long should I spend, and to feel the benefits.
And should you wait until you feel the need to do it, to kind of dip the toe in or to engage, or should you try and kind of carve out, regardless of what's happening today, I will try and carve out a little bit of time to relax?
Yeah, like, look, this is the trouble with our culture. We don't have a culture that leans into this type of stuff. So other cultures, it would have always been a piece. For us, it tends to get to the point where we're struggling. Like, so for instance, I run a lot of retreats for men, and most of the men who show up, well, 30% of the men show up because their partners, their missus, have bought them tickets, and they arrive and they go, I'm not really sure why I'm here. But the other men that arrive because they're struggling and they just don't know how to maneuver through those struggles. Mm. So this practice of turning in and beginning to resource yourself from your internal space is the way in which we begin to navigate through all of this turmoil and still have a sense of the ground beneath us being steady.
And what are the, for people listening at home, who like the sound of this, particularly with the prospect of kind of incessant electoral coverage for 3 weeks. What are kind of simple things you could do? You know, maybe while you're driving the car, while you're sitting on the bus, while maybe you've got a few minutes in the morning after you let the dog out before the kids have woken up, that you could kind of do yourself.
Yeah. So the tricky bit for us, because our lives are so busy and that they're so focused on the external, you know, we've got bills to pay and kids to look after and work to go to. It's to try to get the mind to tune in to something natural. So a lot of the time, the breath is a really great way of doing that. So you can wake up in the morning, you can be lying in bed, and you can literally just take 10 slow, conscious breaths, and that will begin to shift the physiology in the body. Like it can be as simple as 3 conscious breaths to begin to get the mind out of a loop. You know, often if we get stuck in loops and things are going on, or we're getting bombarded with information that feels too much for us to bear, just pausing and beginning to breathe. Equally, things like getting a little bit of time in nature, that's a great way of beginning to re-anchor the nervous system, to ground our system. So they can be very simple, the practices.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Owen Murphy's going to be with me a little bit later, the former Fine Gael cabinet minister, in his book, he talks about kind of this breakdown effectively he had while at the cabinet table, you know, and found himself running through London during the mid of the night. And I know in the time since, it's kind of little things like, for him, his meditation, his relaxation, it's actually going for a run. It's like three times, if I don't do that three times a week, you just switch off from everything. You're just concentrating on your breathing. You know, when I hear him talking about it and others talk about it, sometimes people have these coping mechanisms. They're meditating without realizing it, I guess, is what I say.
They are. And look, often you'll find, you know, like there's such a prolification of mental health issues going on and people having breakdowns. And, you know, and particularly we reach a period in our lives where a lot of old ways of coping just don't work. So these meditation practices are really a way of beginning to deepen your quality of presence, your capacity to experience joy or to, you know, even at the simple things. Because quite often we're feeding ourselves with kind of big stimulus to keep us occupied. And it's you know, I often meet those people who have gone through that period or are going through that period of breaking down, and they're the wiser people. You know, they're the people who actually have gone through those difficulties and challenges, yeah, and have persevered through it, and they've met something deeper within themselves, like a deeper meaning, yeah, to their lives.
Well, Owen Murphy is going to be with me a little bit later talking a bit about that experience. Michael, thank you for joining us. I really enjoyed that. Michael Ryan.
My pleasure.
Yoga meditation teacher. He facilitates, as he says, wellness workshops and retreats as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.